No, Anthony Lawrence speaking.
Hi, Anthony. How are you doing?
Good. I don't recognize the voice.
This is Ella James calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
From what company?
Penguin Book Writers.
I have no idea what this is in reference to. Yeah.
I
How
am
may I
calling
help you?
you. I'm calling you on behalf of Brian Williams.
Oh, creative design. Oh,
Yeah.
create. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah, I with you know, understand it. The phone number comes up as potential spam.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. I am just
Yes.
reaching you out on behalf of Brian, as he is
Yes.
unwell and is not coming to the office in the past few days. So I was trying to reach you out on behalf of him. I do really apologize for the delay in your project, but I will be taking over your project until Brian returns. And
Oh, okay. Well, what's your name again? I'm sorry, what was your name?
Ella, ELLA.
Oh, ELLA. Oh, Ellen. Okay, Ellen. Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah,
So you're
so
taking over the project.
yeah, I am taking over the project, and I can see that you had shared a few revisions regarding your book cover and your draft as well. So that has.
Well, what I was no, I was asking Brian if the team had decided to make those changes. If, like, for instance, the title of the book was initially going to be The Relay Anchor, you know, but then on the cover that he sent to me, it was The Big Race. So I didn't know if that, so it was never confirmed to me if the team felt that it would be a better cover calling it or a better title for the book.
What do you like the best for your book?
Well, I'm glad you said that because that's the second point of was on the cover with the boy that's on the cover, he used the stock image, which is fine. It's fine. It's probably less expensive. However, a lot of the books geared toward youth that are in the stores, they could take that same picture or similar picture and sort of animate it a little bit.
Yeah, I
You
get you.
know, and here's my point. If they animate it, then the contract was that we were going to have five illustrations inside of the book. So if they animate the cover, then it would make sense to put the additional animated pictures inside of the book,
Got
right?
it.
It wouldn't hurt it. It wouldn't
Yeah.
hurt it. But if they don't use an animated cover, then you really might not need animated pictures inside of the book.
Look, now it is completely different. Like, illustrations in the book is something that can be added to the package, right? And
Yeah.
I believe
No,
that you
it
do.
already exists. It
Yeah.
was already in the past. Yes.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, that it is already in your package. Again, it
Yes.
is completely your choice. Either if you want
Yeah.
to get an illustrated book cover, or if you want to go with the normal image that has already been shared with you. So either one of those, whatever suits you the best as per your liking, we will proceed further with that. Right?
Yeah, I would like for them to try to draw the illustrations, and actually I and actually Ellen, I sent them four images. Kind of one of the images was actually of me as a youth that I thought could be manipulated, or a caricature similar to that being used as the cover, you know, actually,
I can
you know,
see.
in the Yeah, the picture, the photograph with me with my hands in the air,
Yeah.
with the yeah, they could take my vision was, Ellen, that they make a caricature of that, you know, for the cover, you know, of a youth winning in, you know, celebrating victory, you
I
know,
got it.
so and yeah, and that was the concept. The other pictures that I sent were pictures of the relay team that I thought they might could create caricatures of and just put them throughout the text of the book.
Absolutely. I can share this as a reference picture, and let's see what the illustrator has something to create regarding this.
Yes, and if the illustrator can do that, that would be fantastic. That would be wonderful, because I would love to have the pictures inside the book and the illustration on the book. Now, in reference to, and Ellen, I'll be perfectly honest with you, the big race, and this is based on, it's a subtle thing, but it's something that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
The big race to a parent going into a bookstore or buying a book, the big race, okay, I know what that's about. The
mm-hmm.
relay anchor, they may not know what the relay anchor is or what it, you have to sort of read it almost, right? Am I right about that or no? Am I over analyzing it?
No, it's absolutely
in other
fine.
Words, yeah.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So the relay anchor, inside the book they explain what the importance of the relay anchor. Even in the introduction, if you read the introduction, my brother references the relay anchor twice.
Okay.
If we change the title to the big race in his intro, we would have to replace him using the word the relay anchor, and he did it twice.
So you want the relay anchor to be your title page, correct?
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's keep it the relay anchor.
Okay, got it. Because what I can see in front of me is that Brian had mentioned two different titles, which is the relay anchor and the big race. Oh, sorry, there's one more. Or City Kids Triumph. Is that correct?
City Kids Triumph. No. City Kids Triumph. I think the big race or the relay anchor would be the better of the two. It really just depends on simplicity and what. You know, I'm fine with it. The big race is, I'm fine with the big race if everyone else thinks it's more simplistic.
No, absolutely not. Look, nowadays, what I would recommend, Anthony, nowadays everyone is looking for something that is really outstanding, right? That really is standing out of the box for them. And that is why whatever books I have worked up till now, I make sure that the content is something that the team, we have an expert of teams, and they are, you know, making sure the content looks really professional. What my job is right now is to get the project management done and make sure that everything looks appealing from the outside as well. That is why whatever books I have worked on so far, I make sure that the book cover is really bright and vibrant and really eye-catching, right? So that
even, that's what I want.
Yeah, so that because the readers, the first thing that the readers see is the book cover as well, right? The first thing that
see. That's right.
So I would recommend you to go with something that is really outstanding and out of the box so that the readers can get attracted to your book and you get more sales.
That's what I want. So the relay anchor with the animated illustration of the kid running, that picture of me with my hands in the air turned into an illustration. Yep, that would work for me.
Perfect. Yep. I will share it with the team, and allow me another 3 to 5 working days, and I will get back to you with the revised book cover, so that you can have an idea. And if you like it, then we will proceed further. If not, then we will get it revised. All right?
Yes, and then also the illustrations inside the book would work then.
I'm sure that Brian has explained to you the process. First, we will be working on the draft and the book cover.
Okay.
Once the book cover is approved and we are done with the book cover, then I will escalate your issues to the illustrators, your project to the illustrators, so that they can get the illustrations done. Meanwhile, we will also be working on your content to make sure to avoid any delays in your project.
Excellent, Ellen. Excellent. What's your last name, Ellen? Do you give out last names?
Absolutely. My name is Ella James.
Oh, Ella, E-L-A-E-L-A-N?
E-L-A.
And then James.
Ella James, yes.
Oh, E-L-A James. Okay. Yeah. E-L-A. Okay.
Yeah, it's basically double L in the between. But you're going to see my name when you're going to see my messages.
Okay. Okay, great. So you're the new project manager. Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Also,
now, is Brian okay, or is he ill, or what's happening? Are you allowed to disclose that?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He's just not feeling well. That is why he's not able to come to the work since the past 1 week. But hopefully, as soon as he gets better, then we will, of course, resume working with him. But for now, till he's on bed rest, I will be taking care of your project.
Excellent, Ella. And I appreciate you can call me. Like I said, I'm here in Washington, D.C. You can call me at any time. This project is my priority. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to give me a call. Okay?
Sure. Well, we'll do. We'll do.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank
no
you.
No problem at all. All right, Anthony. And
you
one
can,
more thing.
You can be reached at the number on the phone, on the caller ID, or what's your number that I can reach you on?
Do you want my number? Are you ready to note it down?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, it is 408.
408. So you're in Atlanta. 408.
Mm-hmm. 457.
457.
8558.
8558. Okay. Excellent, Ella. I appreciate you. Thank you again.
Not a problem. Anthony, one more question that I have. I can see that you had a few revisions regarding the draft as well. Is that correct, right?
Yes, yes. They were just very minor, but one of them was a spacing. All that will change if they add illustrations. That'll change.
Perfect. As I said, I will work on getting the content revised for now, and as soon as that is done, we will be proceeding further with the illustrations of your book as well.
Yes, the only edit that you probably can fix is the word "when" on page 7 had 2 W's for whatever reason. It had mm-hmm. two. It had a capital "when." I mean a capital W and a small W.
Got it. I will take care of that. And in case if there are no revisions, if there is any revisions other than this that you see, feel free to let me know and I will get the draft revised accordingly.
Excellent. I appreciate you. Thank you again.
Okay.
Very good.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
You.
Have a great day and take care of
you
yourself.
Too. Great. Thank you.